This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And the best part is the folks that hear it are some of the greatest people walking the earth. The good salt of the earth, wonderful folks of this great state. I met one of them yesterday afternoon at the University of Mary event. Jeff Salixson, I think that's how you say his name, Sackleson. Very kind about the program. Has a little siding and window company. Not a little one. A good one. Does a lot of quality work. Uses a great windows. Fargo Siding and Windows. Thank you, Jeff. That was kind of you to stop by and say hi. I always appreciate our fine listeners. We do. Very much. All right. It's another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're back in the saddle again with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us at the Bismarck Event Center, where we are gathered for the Lignite Energy Council. Congressman Cramer, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be back, not only on the program, but back in the saddle and back to work. Not that you're ever really not working in this job, but as you know, I've had a little bit of distraction appropriately and been away, but I've appreciated the opportunity.
We last spoke while you were in Washington, D.C., in your office, and...
Yeah,
you literally during the interview told us in a break. I just got word that Ike's not going to make it, and I got to get back.
Yeah,
you finished the hour.
Yeah,
being the trooper that you are, but it's been quite a ride. What do you want the audience to know?
Wow. Yeah, I'd forgotten that. That's right. That was that day. It was at that moment. I did. People might recall that was the day that there was a winter storm going on in Washington, D.C., and so I was a bit anxious about even being able to get out of town. I was able to. I got one of the very few planes that went to Minneapolis that day, got there that night, got to Rochester with Chris, and was with Isaac all night and the next morning as he went to be with Jesus. And it was a great honor for me to be able to be with him at that time and a great comfort. But I think what I want people to know is to answer your question, Scotty, is just how very, very much Chris and I appreciate the outpouring of support and continue to have that, and to know that people have had my back, have had our backs, have held us up in prayer, and have sent encouragement and food and good wishes, and all of that is part of being part of a community. But I would also say, Scott, we canceled a whole bunch of events, obviously, over that course of that time. But we tried to be with friends. We wanted to be surrounded by friends and people we know and love and people of faith that think like we think and that hold us up. And it's just been a tremendous outpouring. But it's come from all over the country. It's really been remarkable. So thank you to everybody for that.
And I did pass along a couple of times when you and I would visit,
yes,
things you'd say just to let people know how much,
yeah,
we appreciate it. I remember one day a ginormous bouquet of Easter lilies show up in one door, and then in the other door there's scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's right.
And yeah, banana bread, and,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it really touches your heart when people do that, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's so who we are as a community, as a state, as a country, people of faith. Yeah, it's really amazing. The first big bouquet we got was from Carl Rove. You know, Carl and Karen Rove. And it came, you know,
he's got such a big heart, that
unbelievable
guy.
Unbelievable.
People don't have any idea. I mean, they don't know him other than on Fox News.
Right.
He's a gem of a man.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
You know, the phone calls from neighbors, from people, from emails and text messages and Facebook posts from people who knew Isaac that don't know us, people that knew Isaac in the last few years while he was going through his struggle with chemical dependency, depression, those kinds of things, people that he helped, that we had no idea that this was happening. He was running this sort of entire counseling and ministry enterprise on the side while he was suffering. And so we just heard from people, from the President of the United States and the Vice President to members of Congress to you know, to these, to people struggling with the same things that, that Isaac was struggling with, and in between. And you know what? Every one of them touched our hearts in huge ways, and we're just so grateful.
Last thing I want to ask you this, and we'll open up the phones and welcome calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kramer on any of the topics. 800-228-0550. I want to ask you about what good can come from all that pain. And what you see going forward as a possibility to use what happened to Ike to share the story with others. What are your plans?
That's a great question, great point. I think there's lots of good that comes from it, not the least of which is what I've already expressed, and that is the sense of community that surrounds us. I would think, though, even beyond that, first of all, I think people should realize, if they don't already, and I think that they do, that Chris and I have an eternal context, an internal perspective on life, that if Isaac could come back, he wouldn't, because he's already seen perfection, and he's already been cured of the things that bother him and that haunted him. So, you know, we want to always share that message of faith, especially during this Easter season, that where resurrection was preceded by the burden of our sins, you know, dying on the cross with Jesus, and now that he lives, that Isaac and others get to live with him. That's the first really good thing, the really good news that comes from things like this. But I think even beyond that, to the point of the issue of the disease of alcoholism, and to the broader issue of chemical dependency, and to the even broader issue of mental illness, you know, we, and then, by the way, and the stigma that goes with it, you know, we have to do more to open up that communication line. And I think this has helped us to be able to do that. Isaac was quite open about it himself, and which is part of why he had such an effective ministry, if you will, to others who struggled. And we saw some of that testimony at his celebration of life the other day. So I think that the real opportunity now, and at a time when our country and our state needs it desperately, more discussion even about things like the opioid crisis, although I would say to people that the opioid crisis is very serious, and we need to do a lot more, and we're going to do a lot more, and we've done a lot, politically, if you will, in policy-wise recently, and appropriations-wise. It pales by comparison to the alcohol problem in this country. And we have this tendency to not only ignore it, we almost celebrate it. And some really celebrate it, particularly in a state where we're the number one binge drinking state in the country. We don't like to admit that, because we'd like to focus on how great we are in so many respects, but that's an area where we're not very great, Scott. So we need to talk about all of that in the context of liberty, that liberty is not license to do whatever you want, but it's, in our country, it's a freedom to do what we ought. We need to have an honest discussion about that. And hopefully this helps lead to that. Our First Lady has been so tremendous in talking about her own problem and trying to erase the stigma, which is, I think, one important early step to erasing the problem.
That's why it sticks in my head. A caller that called in, forget his name now, but called you one day.
Said, I know his name. His name's Tom.
Okay, Tom from Minot, is he?
He called. I don't remember where he's from.
I think it was Tom.
Mandan, maybe.
Tom? Yeah, I don't remember. So Tom calls. He says, I didn't vote for you, Kevin, but I share something in common with your son. Mm-hmm. And we both had an addiction, and your son can help.
Yeah.
You know, your son can help. His story can help, and the stigma and everything else. And I also admire the faith of you and Chris and the whole family. I mean, amazing, absolutely amazing, to the point where the line that will also remain with me is one you said that, if Ike had not had an addiction, no one wants their son to have an addiction,
right.
Obviously, but if he had not had an addiction, you wouldn't have a son by the name of Abel right now.
So, you know, this is one of the tragedies. This is one of the challenges, you know, when tragedy happens, is we go through the what-ifs in our mind. What if I had done this? What if I had done that? What if he hadn't had this problem? What if he hadn't gone to this college? What if he hadn't? And the problem is, on the other side of the what-ifs is, what if he hadn't had this problem? He wouldn't have met Abel's mom. And if you hadn't met Abel's mom, we wouldn't have met Abel. And on it goes. And now Abel's our 11-year-old son that brings us more joy than imaginable. And God's got amazing purposes. And that's not to say he manipulates these things, but he uses them for good. And he has a plan. Even Abel said to me the other day, as I was taking him to school, he said, I guess this was God's plan for us, Dad. I thought, yeah, I guess it was. I guess it was.
Amazing.
Aren't I fortunate?
Well, I feel for you because it has to be awful to be able to have that immense amount of pain and go through everything and all those things and do it very publicly because you have no choice as a member of Congress to do that. So that's no small thing. So you guys have been very strong and a great, great example to many people. So
thank you.
Appreciate that very much. The Heitkamp campaign, heard of them, your opponent in this race, and her organs in the media, are pretty sure the world is coming to an end because of the tariffs that we're hearing about today from China. Obviously, soybeans did drop as well. Let's give me the first 30 seconds on this. We'll pick up after the break. Should we be worried?
Well, I'm worried, Scott. I'm always worried when we get into a trade war, particularly with communists who are not bound by free market principles and whose government runs everything, including enterprise and industry. That's a problem. That said, we have to, I think, also not panic too much and have the long game in mind because soybeans have been at the victim prior to this of China's manipulation and their very, very solid commitment to the Made in China 2025 program that is nothing more than pure manipulation to become a monopoly.
More on that coming back. Your calls on any topic. Welcome 800-228-0550. Calls, texts, emails. Get them in for Congressman Kramer coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Play ball! Baseball season is back, and the Twins are underway with their 162-game slate to the top of the AL Central. We'll be down in the Twin Cities for the Twins' home opener Thursday, April 5th, as the Twins take on the Seattle Mariners. Throughout the day, we'll have live updates for you with special Twins guests on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennin. And those updates are brought to you by Hanson Runsville Funeral Homes, ABC Seamless, The Medicine Shop, and Sports Clips Haircuts of Bismarck and Minot.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
CJ gets it done day in and day out. All folks around Bismarck Mandan have been hearing about the good work he's doing, saving folks money, Find out more at DakDiesel.com, or you can just call them. What do you tell them when they call you, CJ?
Well, let's see. I can tell them whatever they need to hear. But sometimes it's bad news, sometimes it's good news, you know, but it's one of those things that I do tell them. If they do bring it to me, I will save them money. You know, and it's, and the job is going to get done correctly. You know, the last thing somebody wants to do is go and spend a bunch of money on work, and then a couple months down the road, they got to take it back to somebody and get it fixed right. And, you know, and I see a lot of that. You know, a good example is, I think I talked about it the other day, that guy in Dickinson. But anyway, he went and had his truck worked on in Dickinson, got new head gaskets put in it, and he blew 4 water pumps in 2,000 miles. And the guy that worked on it kept putting new water pumps in it instead of actually diagnosing it, finding out what the problem was. Well, it turned out that the head gasket pretty much went out right away again. And then I got it into the shop here, and not only, like I said, with the head gasket was out, but also number 6 piston was beat up. It's either a possibility of melting or somebody left something in the cylinder when they went and started the truck, and so it beat the cylinder up. And that could have caused the head gasket out. But that right there, that mistake of taking it to somebody that wasn't a reputable shop ended up costing, you know, this bill's going to be $3,500 once he's out of the shop. The nice thing is he said he went and checked with a few other places, and they said it would be around a $5,000 fix. So right there, he saved himself about $1,500 by bringing it to me. And that's what we specialize in.
That's what you specialize in. That's why we love our advertisers. We don't just tell you they're good, and they deliver. DakDiesel.com or call CJ to get on that calendar of his, 210-0888, 210-0888. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You bet. Appreciate that. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off on these tariffs. You're worried. You told us you're worried.
And I have been all. I've been from the beginning. I've stated that my concern is retaliation, obviously. But let's also. I think you always have to look at the context and the long game. The unfortunate thing for North Dakota's specific economy is that we actually have a disproportionate dependency on China because we grow food and there are 1.4 billion. Food eaters in China, and we actually have a surplus as a country in agriculture with China, but we have a half a trillion dollar deficit with China, and China has been manipulating the WTO since the day they were allowed into the WTO. They have used their command, their command society, their command economy to manipulate. They've violated the rules many times. They've been stealing American intellectual property.
See, this is what
agriculture.
This is what bugs me.
Yeah.
The status quo stinks. The status quo stinks, right?
It stinks.
I mean, and don't farmers in all of these deals end up getting the short end of the stick?
They get the short end of the stick often. In fact, soybeans, prior to even being named, and by the way, none of these tariffs have gone into place yet. So,
no kidding.
But markets are definitely emotional. Groups are emotional. I understand that. It's not a trifling matter. At the same time, Donald Trump has inherited the can at the end of the road in so many areas, not the least of which is global trade. North Korean, nuclear arsenal is another area where previous presidents, Republicans and Democrats, have kicked the can to the end of the road. Now you've got China, who has a Made in China 2025 initiative in place to steal all of our intellectual property. What is the one area that American farmers and American industry has always had the edge, but in innovation? They now use their command. Remember, they're communists. They command the economy. They own every business. We're free marketers.
There's no free market.
There's
over
no
there.
Free market.
That gives them an advantage in any trade war.
In any trade war. The WTO was designed to create a free market for all the countries that are part of it. China becomes part of it. They don't abandon their command economy, and so consequently we find ourselves in these situations. That said, as we speak, and I spoke to Ray Starling on Monday night, late Monday night, about 9 o'clock. He is the president's advisor in the White House on agricultural policy. He's keenly aware of our concerns. We've talked to people in Wilbur Ross's shop at Commerce, USTTR. We do it on a regular basis. I've got calls into all of them now. There's a lot going on to help backstop some of this, both in additional markets as well as other programs that can help our agriculture producers?
I think what is making this worse is, you know, really, as you say, these are proposed tariffs. They aren't even tariffs yet. But when the soybean price drops, people are going to go, oh, what? I mean, what happened?
That's a big problem.
Right? Same thing going on in the stock market, obviously.
Absolutely.
A little emotional, as you say. But, you know, what I think is exasperating this is the fact that, I mean, prices have put growers in a place right now year after year of big-time losses,
and people
are scared.
Yes, they are.
So my question is, this is going to be what it's going to be. Clearly, we're going to do some serious negotiating, and those are going to be rocky waters until we sort it out. We've got to judge the outcome, in my view, not the process, but the outcome. In the meantime, is there anything we can do, given the amount of, financial challenges in the agricultural community from all these low prices right now? Is there anything we can do in a free market farm bill, structure to help them weather the storm as we get through it?
Well, there are, and some things have been done, and we don't want to dismiss those. The regulatory rollbacks that this president with a Republican Congress have allowed to have happen. How about the rollback of Waters of the U.S.? Big benefit to farmers, obviously. The rollback of other regulations that have helped the manufacturers of farm equipment, rollbacks that have helped the biotech industry. So there's a lot of good that's already happened, and yes, we can do more, and we are doing more in the Republican Farm Bill. Hopefully the House bill gets introduced on the floor next week. It comes out of committee the week after is our goal. Gets to the floor within a week or two after that. That's the plan right now. You're going to see some tremendous help for farmers and all of that, but nothing quite does what markets do, because markets create demand, which of course creates better price, and we still need to be all about that. But this is a, as you say, going to be a rocky road as we go toward negotiating a better deal for American farmers and industry, but particularly biotech. I want people to understand that they've been doing this to us for a very long time in the areas of certain other crops, as an example, rice. They created their own rice protocols. We have superior rice from the United States. They don't take it because they create protocols. Avian flu, the influenza, they've created an avian influenza scam to not take American poultry. No other country in the world does this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sick of being jammed. This is called negotiation to me. And I understand negotiation is, they're not going to just go, oh, okay, well, yeah, we'll give you the deal you want. But can we not at least say this? The United States of America should not have a trade deficit, the greatest country on the face of the earth.
Well, and I don't even know that the deficit's the biggest problem, but a $500 billion deficit is a big problem. And if everybody can benefit, we should do these things. But at the same time, it is impossible to ignore what China has been doing to our steel industry, aluminum industry, manufacturing industry, pretty much every industry, on the backs, by the way, of very low-cost labor, in some cases unfair slave labor. And finally, we have a president standing up to it.
We're going to talk a little bit about clean, beautiful coal, because we're at the Lignite Energy Council, too. But your calls, your questions, comments are welcome. We have some texts we'll get to next. Calls, got some lines open now, so call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, on location of the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting, 2018 annual meeting, Bismarck Event Center. Tommy Lehrer going to be on the stage today at, what time is that? 1 o'clock, I guess. I want to ask you, it's a story that you're not necessarily in the middle of, but you've been part of convention battles before and delegates, and there seems to be a little bit of a back and forth on whether it's a good idea to pay for delegates to come to a convention. Do you have a problem with that?
Scott, the reason I chuckle is they tried the same thing on me one time, which was sort of like one more reason why I'm leery of conventions where people pay a lot of money to have a vote. If you're going to charge people to vote in a primary style election, then you ought to encourage candidates to help pay people to come to the convention, to pay for people to come. I don't think we should shy away from that. I think you can't have it both ways. You can't say, gee, we're going to charge you $90 to vote. Oh, and by the way, the whole bill is about $500 for your family to, drive and take time off work in some cases, get a hotel room, buy meals. And then say, oh, but by the way, you can't help other people who might not have the means to be a member of our club to come. I think one of the biggest things, one of the biggest problems with stuff like this, and this is why I confront these things head on, Scotty. When they hit me on it, I hit them back twice as hard. They criticized me. In fact, they said I couldn't pay for my children in 2010 to go. I paid for my children. We had one young woman that my wife had mentored in, speaking of addiction, who was suffering from an addiction. She had helped mentor this person. She was at Teen Challenge at the time. We helped her to come to the convention, and they rejected the check because I helped pay the $30 to have her come. And my plea to the party leadership is either be straight up, be one way or the other, but please don't say we're going to charge you to be a member of the club, and then we're going to charge you to come to the country club, and then say, oh, by the way, candidates, we don't want you to help people come and be a member of our club. It sends the wrong signal, obviously.
Is that attack coming from the swamp? Do we have our own version of a swamp?
Well, I'm afraid we Every state capital has its version of the swamp.
Okay. So, you know, everything's better in North Dakota. So our swamp is better than the DCC swamp.
Yeah, I suppose. But, Scott, I'm pleading again. This is a business. Listen, I was chairman of our party when we didn't have anybody coming to conventions and when we didn't have anybody elected to anything. I remember what it was like to get young people back involved in our party. I was a 30-year-old state party chairman. I remember what it was like. Remember Donald Trump, our current president, a billionaire from Manhattan, found a way to bring the working man back to the Republican Party. We ought to acknowledge that. And how did he do it? He did it by going out and having massive rallies. He did it by inviting people in. He did it by listening to the welder as well as the large donor. He did it by combining the Rust Belt and the Energy Belt and creating a winning coalition. And we've got to be very careful as a party.
258-0550. We got a boatload of texts, but we'll take some calls. We got some lines open here. Let's go. Scott, to the congressman. I beat a meth addiction 20 years ago. I despise this stuff. There's no good use for meth, cocaine, heroin, or smoking bath salts that I know of. With that said, what's your opinion on marijuana for medical use? I have a very close friend that's going through a battle with breast cancer, and I want to know your position on that.
Yeah, so I've supported medical marijuana in Congress. I've supported it to be used by our VA. I think the Veterans Administration provides probably one of the better opportunities for the government to experiment, if you will, with the impacts, the benefits, the possible ramifications of it. So I've been pretty supportive of medical marijuana. Marijuana, I think, is like a lot of other drugs. Most drugs are have a good use somewhere. They've been designed and created specifically for medical use. So, but then it should be under strict supervision of the medical community.
Another text. Ask Congressman Kramer if there's been any talk of doing away with the DEF. I'm sure you know what that is because it's an acronym, and in Washington, D.C., that's all they do. They talk in acronyms. He does help us out and say it's the diesel exhaust fluid requirement for diesel engines. So he's asking if there's been any talk of doing away with the DEF. I'd really like to see that requirement rolled back.
I'd have to look more into it, Scott. I can tell you, just on that little bit of description, it sounds like something I would be interested in. And maybe we have in some other form. But remember, Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, just announced this week the rollback of some of the emissions standards as it relates to automobiles. So that might have even been part of it.
Another texter. There is a book called The 127 Years of Russia, Russian America. It's the history of Alaska under Russia and talks about the fur trade as far back as the 1600s. China has always manipulated any trade in their favor. There was once spot traders were allowed to cross the river to do business. Sometimes it'd be a 7-year span before the Chinese government would let them cross. Can you win a trade war with Russia? Can you change history?
With Russia or China or anybody that has a command economy. Here's what I would suggest. And here's where I struggle a little bit with our president. While I admire his goals and I admire his tenacity, remember, we've been beaten by these guys every time because we immediately blink when we get into one of these things because we have this free market system, and we worry about the here and now. We worry about the current deal. And communists get to wait us out because they'll fund their industries. They'll just give the money because they own the industries. The problem is I think what we should maybe try to do, and maybe he's tried it and he's just frustrated, but work within the systems that are created, whether it's NAFTA or the WTO or some other organization. Remember, when we enter these trade deals, be they bilateral or multilateral, we allow China into the WTO. We submit much of our authority to some other global entity, and in this case, be the WTO. Hard to do, but I think we could try to work with our allies. Brazil, by the way, if Brazil is going to sell inferior beans as a replacement for American beans, and if we have any aid going to Brazil, and you know that we do, then we ought to use that leverage on our partners like Brazil, and I don't doubt that Donald Trump will be more than capable of doing that.
Senator Heitkamp is making a bit of a media blitz right now, and she was on Valley News Live.
anyway, it's... 5 years, it's time, you know, yeah.
To do a media blitz?
To talk to me.
Yeah, well, I think you would talk to many people who are frustrated. I know a columnist that just walked by here that was a little frustrated about being able to speak with her, and a fellow sitting next to me over here by the name of Chris Berg, who has TV hair. You notice that? TV hair. Don't you wish you had TV hair?
I notice you don't.
I don't. No, I mean, there's no hair. In fact, the most embarrassing thing, this is really unimportant in the context of a funeral, but I was at the funeral for Kevin's son on Sunday, and there was a New Song Church did this unbelievable deal, so people couldn't be there on Easter could watch it online.
Yeah, well, 4,000 have, by the way.
Yeah, and they all saw my bald spot. Yeah. They probably saw it right there, so I felt very bad about this, right there on TV. Where am I going with this? Oh, so I'm going to play a clip from an interview done by Valley News Live, a reporter over there, Melanie Palmer, with Valley News Live. And here's a question she asked of Senator Heidi Heitkamp that involves you. Go ahead and roll it, Todd.
And when voters are going to the ballot this coming fall, and they're kind of leaning towards Creamer right now, what is something you would want to tell them?
I'd want to tell them that the single most important thing that we can do is not elect another person who's just going to follow the political party. It's to elect somebody who is independent, who can get things done. So if you want Washington to change, don't send people there who are just rubber stamps for the political party. And I think that's one of the discussions that we need to have with Congressman Creamer. But I have a proven record of being very independent, working across the aisle, and getting results for North Dakota. And whether that is in a farm bill, whether that is in the work that I've done on trafficking, whether it's in energy, both in terms of renewables and coal and oil, we've got a real record that speaks well to our bipartisan, our nonpartisan approach.
All right, so your response, please.
Well, independent of what? Independent of Elizabeth Warren? Independent of Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid? I think the important thing here isn't how often you vote with your party or how independent you are of it, but rather how often you vote with North Dakota values, whether that's late-term abortion. Do you join the six Asian countries, communist countries that have abortion on demand, or do you join with freedom-loving countries who support life? Do you support things like a repeal and replacement of a health care plan that has devastated the economy of this country, that has brought the quality of care and the cost of care, the quality of care down and the cost of care way up? Or do you support something more like Graham Cassidy that failed by one vote in the Senate that gives more money and more flexibility to North Dakota? Do you support eliminating the BLM flaring rule designed to hurt North Dakota's oil and gas industry, or do you cast a deciding vote against it? Is that independence if you do that? How about Tax Cuts and Jobs Act? Thank God we were able to pass that by one vote in the Senate. The independence of what is the question? If you're independent of North Dakota values, independence isn't much of a virtue. On the other hand, if you're independent of your party that's wrong most of the time, being with them half the time is not a virtue. You know, being wrong half the time doesn't mean being right half the time is noble.
What does bipartisan mean?
Yeah, that's another good question, because I think it means, I think what it means is that we need to do more with the other party. And I think the art of the deal, the art of compromise, the art of the possible is the art of good politics. But if you're going to say, hey, I think I'll vote Republican this time because I want to be bipartisan, or I think I'll vote Democratic this time because I want to be bipartisan, the goal is the goal.
Or run, get a sponsor on something so you can say you're on a bill with somebody that's a bipartisan bill. To me, bipartisan is, all right, there's a flaring rule. There's a flaring rule that says, North Dakota, you're going to get a punch in the gut. It's Obama-era regulations.
Right.
Thankfully, we have something called a Congressional Review Act that says we're going to wipe all those out. We have the time frame to do it. Her vote is the difference, yes or no. If she says yes, the rule goes away, and North Dakota goes back to North Dakota rules. Instead, now, being bipartisan would say, I'm going to join these guys this time, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, except that, and this was a situation where when the vote is needed, where are you? That's the real test of a good legislator is, where are you when they need your vote? When yours is the vote that would pass the piece of legislation or kill the piece of legislation.
Are you aware of any where she has done that, where she has left her party on a vote that made the difference?
I don't know, Scotty, but I haven't spent a lot of time researching her, to be honest with you. Here's the thing. Here's the beauty of this election cycle. North Dakotans get to base their vote on our records. I'm going to tout mine. I'm going to talk about my record. And she's probably going to try to talk about mine as well. Because it's a better record for North Dakota.
All right. Oh, Chester says, can Congressman Kramer remind me how the DAPL protest happened? We'll have to save that one for after the break. How about that?
Okay.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Vince, big month of savings, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which means you can get 60 months no interest financing on all Hot Spring hot tubs, and including the Ace Saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models, right now you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tub. Tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry!
And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Go to the Twins opener on that Thursday?
Oh, I wish I could.
Wouldn't that be any good? Of course, the weather isn't exactly baseball opener weather, but I would as well.
Unfortunately, it is in Minnesota, opening baseball weather.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's par for the course, right?
Remember that dome thing they had going for a long time? Made some sense, you know, even though it was kind of ugly.
Well, if you can't be there, we'll have Andy Rickoff there, our sports director here on What's on Your Mind. Celebrating another season of Twins baseball, ABC Seamless Siding, Hanson Runswell Funeral Home, the Medicine Shop Pharmacy, and Sport Clips of Bismarck and Minot bringing that special broadcast. Jeff, Jamestown, question four. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff's gone. Let's go to William. William is, it didn't say where, but it doesn't matter. Let's get to it. What's on your mind, William?
Question, a question, maybe a statement for the congressman here. Mm-hmm. Congressman, I just listened to your answer on Heidi Seitkamp, answer to her question mm-hmm. on TV.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do better than that. I mean, basically what she said was a blunt lie. I mean, you can go down the list, but it's no time. You're going to have to spell that out. And I listened to your answer, and I couldn't quite get where you were coming from. I know what you're trying to say, but you're going to have to do it in blunt, simple terms. Otherwise, people aren't going to get it. And you're going to have to point out that Heidi is basically lying. She's not misrepresenting or misstating. She's not being factually incorrect. She's lying. And she's going to be, yeah, their campaign will brutalize you. And you better be ready for the fight.
But I want you to go back and listen to her answer to the question. In other words, I was answering her question when she said, I think we need to have a discussion about Kevin's independence. And she never claimed to be that person. Now, we know what she's claiming. In other words, don't worry. We're going to have plenty of time to get into it head to head. But I want to focus on the things that matter to North Dakota and North Dakotans that I've been able to do. And a lot of them are the things that I've already talked about on that topic. But I appreciate the point. You want me to put a finer point.
Can I just say one more thing?
Please.
You're going to have to define Heidi Heitkamp. Now, it's all good and to talk about the things that are good for North Dakota. That is a political answer. But she's going to define you, and that's what she did to Rick Berg. Now, Rick Berg, one of her campaign's commercials, she didn't do it, was basically calling Rick Berg a killer for some vote he had in the House.
Yep.
And, I don't know. She's made votes, let's see now, to kill babies within 20 weeks of birth. She's for sanctuary cities. That kills people. No, I don't know. I'm not saying you should say that, but, I mean, it's kind of ironic that that's one of the things she used against Rick Berg. But you're going to have to define her, and you're going to have to point out that, no, she doesn't cross the aisle for North Dakota, because she's done it. She didn't do it for the tax cuts. I mean, she basically told everybody, you obviously don't want a tax cut. But you're going to have to be very bold, and you're going to have to point.
Gotcha, William. I got to put you on just pause right there, because we need to give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer this, number one. And number two, we got a bunch of other callers in a very short time left. I'm just going to give you a summary of some other folks saying the same thing. Somebody said that was a pretty weak rebuttal to Heidi. Step up the game. Another is saying, I think you missed the point. She's saying you're just going to vote with Trump all the time, even when it hurts North Dakota.
Well, here's the good news about Donald Trump. Most of the time, he's for North Dakota. And that's my point, where I've heard her say, gee, I voted with him 5% of the time. Can you imagine going home and telling your wife, I've been faithful to you 55% of the time? Are you kidding me? That being wrong half the time is not a good answer. You know, being wrong 45% of the time on things like sanctuary cities and late-term abortion and repeal replacement of Obamacare and Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and regulations that are killing our farmers and killing our energy industry. Being wrong on all those things because you were right, half the time is not a good answer.
I didn't finish the other question before the break. Can Congressman Kramer remind me how the DAPL protest happened, the role of the administration at the time, and why our Democratic senator didn't tell President Obama to stand by the law? If she had the power, then she stood against us who are trying to follow the law. If a farmer goes against the law and regulation, like the Obama administration and the Democrats did with DAPL, that farmer would lose payments and would be in jail.
Well, while we have some farmers in the western part of the United States that have been shot by the FBI and federal agents when they supposedly broke the law, even on their own land. So what happened at DAPL was that the federal government, in the case of the Obama administration, chose to, quote, selectively enforce, in other words, not enforce, trespassing laws that allowed protesters from Hollywood and others paid around the country to come in and squat And then not only do that, but then be violent toward our own law enforcement officers because they were so afraid.
Would that maybe been a good opportunity for some bipartisanship to say, I'm not with the Obama administration on this one. I'm going to go over here and say, we got to fight this.
It would have taken a lot of courage to stand up to the Obama administration. And fortunately, I was able to do that. I had no problem doing that. I went to the floor of the House to do that. I've been very bold about that. I stand with our law enforcement officers, our National Guard, our farmers and ranchers, and yes, our legally permitted energy industry.
Westmoreland Coal on the verge of bankruptcy. Quick thought.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know, I got a question yesterday from another talk show host about Donald Trump's statements about Amazon being unfair because it's tanking their, their market. Well, guess what? Years of Barack Obama in a war on coal has devastated that industry.
It's sad. Another says, cracks me up when people say pork is going to take a hit. That being said, Smithfield Pork is the biggest buyer for U.S. pork. They're located in the U.S., but they're owned by China. What are they going to do? Tax themselves?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well,
thanks, Scotty.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon. It's going to be a great run between now and November. Thanks, folks, for all the calls, questions, comments. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.